Andrew Schneider and Carol Lesh Radio here with Brandon Fisher and Hanson King, two of the best throwers in the state after the Drake relays and the conference meet. Brandon and Hanson both breaking the school record tonight. Hanson, you started with it. Fisher, you ended with it. Hanson, I'll start with you. What's it been like just this season to have such a big step up from your sophomore campaign, and what's it like to be going step for step here with Brandon?
Right, it's awesome. Brandon pushes me every meet. He pushed me a lot this summer as well. We threw just about every day over the summer. Yeah, he's really pushed me, helped critique my form a lot. He's he just helped me become where I am so far. So,
well, and Brandon, obviously coming into the year, you knew you probably had a lot of goals, but now this guy's been right here with you every step of the way. What's it been like to have somebody at practice who can push you, and you guys can beat each other in the discus one day or the shot put the other, and to really be able to help each other at that high level?
I mean, it's great. He's been my buddy for the past year. I didn't really know him at all before that, and I just saw like a lot of potential that he had, and he pushes me every day to keep going, and you know, sometimes he makes fun of me and I make fun of him, and it's a great hate-love relationship that I absolutely love.
Well, and Hanson, what was so cool about this season is the start. Like, it was just right out of the gates. Blue standards for both of you in the indoor season, and then as soon as the outdoor season, it didn't take long. What enabled you, do you think, to get off to such a strong start that allowed you to put some really high marks up in March?
Right. Really, it was came down to getting our technique right early. We grinded that a lot during the summer, and then when season actually started, you know, all that work just paid off, and so we were ready for it. These were our goals, and we hit them. So it's just awesome.
Well, throwing consistency is the key, right? You try to be consistent. It's the hardest thing to accomplish. Up at Drake Relays, you had six throws of 175 plus. You've been starting to find that mark. What, in your mind, does it take to be a good, consistent thrower, and how are you trying to do that at this point in the season, knowing you've got so many big meets yet to go?
Oh, boy. Well, one, stay healthy. I've not been healthy at all. I've been sick for the past month or so. But consistency, it just, you got to realize that it's all technique, and you need to let the throw come to you. Can't rush the finish, which happens a lot and causes dipping, like Hanson likes to do over here a lot. I mean, yeah, and just a lot of hard work, a lot of time.
Well, and obviously you were just at the Drake Relays too. I know your shot put wasn't where you wanted it, but you came back the next day after the first flight, led the discus. What, you know, was it like just to be back up there at Drake Stadium? I know you were there for Jim Duncan, and what are you taking from that experience and helping drive you here during this postseason stretch now?
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. So many guys, so many Olympians, meeting Peyton Otterdahl, seeing Ryan Krauser, Tripp Perry throw. Those guys are awesome. Some idols I've looked up to. And yeah, it's just great being with all guys that are just so talented. It really, really very humbling. And I think just knowing like that I'm up there with some of those guys going into the off season, it's humbling, and it's, you know, it pushes me just to be, just to do that, just try for that much better.
Well, and the cool part about the Drake Relays was it was a battle, and a guy like Trevor Veenstra just down the way at Pella Christian's had a great year, and you've seen him a lot. What has this competition meant to you, and what was it like at the Drake Relays to be able, Brandon, to put together such a strong day and to see what you guys are really capable of and to see just how good throwing is across the state?
Yeah. I mean, I can appreciate it a lot because in the beginning of the year, I thought, okay, I don't have to worry about anybody. And then so many good throwers popped out, and it was great. And it shows the best in you once you have the best throwers in the state in the one place.
Well, and obviously a lot of success here at the conference meet. Now we turn our attention to the big postseason run coming up on Thursday. Next Thursday, an opportunity to qualify for state. What's kind of this week of preparation look like, Hanson, as you get ready for those big throws and try to get yourself back up at Drake Stadium again?
Right. It's taking it easy, really slowing it down, working technique. It's crucial because you get those big meets, you get nervous, you miss cues. I realized that a lot at Drake. So I'm going to be focusing on that a lot. And, yeah, just slowing it down, making sure we're not pushing ourselves too hard right before that meet.
Well, and Fisher, assuming both of you get up to state in both rows, which is a very real possibility, you have a chance to double score in both. How do you keep your focus on improving day-to-day, knowing that you are probably going to be a big part of whatever happens during state track weekend?
I mean, one, believe in ourselves. We know we are capable of doing it. And like Hanson said, to keep things slow, work on technique, and make sure that the finish as well, because the finish is the biggest part of the throw that you need.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Hanson King and Brandon Fisher, two of the best throwers in the state as we approach the postseason. Guys, appreciate it. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.